Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, February 4th. First, our winter road report brought to you by Advanced Marine and Power Sports. They're your local Yamaha dealer in Grey Bruce, offering full service and a professional atmosphere. Highways and county roads in Grey Bruce range from bare to partly snow-covered. You may encounter icy, slippery sections. Visibility is good. Ottawa police will bring in more than 100 extra officers this weekend as they try to deal with an occupation of their downtown, as the protesters say their numbers will be bolstered by more supporters. Ottawa Police Chief Peter Slowly says residents have every right to be frustrated, and he's promising a tougher approach.
We'll have a hardened plan for the weekend's demonstrations, including concrete barriers, expanding that red zone, and locking down bridges, highways, and major thoroughfares to reduce the ability of vehicles and trucks to come in, and when they come in, to target them, ticket them, and remove them as best we can.
Meanwhile, demonstrators are set to converge on the legislature in Toronto Saturday in support of the Ottawa protesters. The province is easing temporary visiting restrictions at long-term care homes. Social day trips will also resume for most residents. Starting Monday, they'll be allowing a maximum of 4 designated caregivers per resident, but only 2 can visit at a time. Residents who have had at least 3 doses of COVID-19 vaccine will be able to have social day trips. Thousands of full-time jobs were lost in the area that includes Grey Bruce in January as Omicron shutdowns led to a jump in unemployment. The 4-county Labour Market Planning Board says the jobless rate for the Stratford-Bruce Peninsula region hit 4.6% last month compared to 3.2% in December. According to the Planning Board, the regional economy shaved more than 5,400 full-time positions. 200 part-time jobs were also lost. They say that's the largest since the pandemic's onset. The wholesale and retail trade lost 1,900. Healthcare and social assistance lost 1,200. There were also losses in utilities and manufacturing. The greatest employment gains in January came in the Professional Scientific and Technical Services Center with 1,500 more jobs. 4-County Labour Market Planning Board Executive Director Gemma Mendez-Smith says it's imperative that we build strong attraction and retention strategies in the region. The Planning Board says there are currently over 2,600 job opportunities posted on its regional job page for Bruce, Grey, Huron, and Perth counties. Meaford Council recently heard an update on the proposed TC Energy pumped storage project at the Meaford Tank Range, now called the 4th Canadian Division Training Centre. Project Director John Mickelson says despite the COVID-19 restrictions, they've made steady progress with their project over the past year.
And subject to receiving all permits and approvals and demonstrating no impact to D&D's activities at the 4th Canadian Division Training Centre, we are able to proceed with the development and the construction of the project.
Mickelson says in the near term, it would allow them to proceed with an environmental impact assessment. He says based on responses they've received from residents, except for the reservoir, switchyard, and office, all of the major facilities would be underground or underwater now. Mickelson says they will continue to listen to the community and incorporate changes as needed. And the city of Owen Sound, in recognizing the importance of residents having a safe place to seek shelter with the extreme cold warning for Grey Bruce tonight, the city has partnered with Safe and Sound to extend operating hours. Today, Safe and Sound will be open until 11 o'clock p.m. Emergency shelter services are provided by the County of Grey through the YMCA Housing Services. To access that service, call 211. Briefly in business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 177 points to 21,271. The Dow Jones is down 21 points. Our dollar is trading at 78.34 U.S. cents, down 55 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is up $1.72 to $91.99 a barrel. In sports, the Owen Sound Attack are in Guelph to face the Storm tonight. The Attack are 3 points back of the Storm for fifth place in the Western Conference. Saturday, the Attack host Guelph in a rematch. Sunday afternoon, the Attack host London. In Olympic women's hockey, Canada plays Finland at 11 tonight. Canada is 1-0 on Group A, while Finland lost their opening game. In the Provincial Junior Hockey League, the Hanover Barons host the Mount Forest Patriots, and the Kincardine Bulldogs host the Goderich Flyers. In WOAA senior hockey playoffs, the Saugeen Shores Winterhawks host the Tavistock Royals in Game 1 of a best-of-seven series tonight. Game time is 8:30. 9 games in the National Basketball Association in Toronto, the Raptors host the Atlanta Hawks. The Raptors have won 4 in a row, including a victory at Atlanta this week. And in curling at the Scotties Tournament of Hearts, 2 games tonight at 7. The Fleury wildcard team plays Northern Ontario and Crawford's New Brunswick plays Einerson's Canada. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca.